This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Good morning, campers.
Al and Jerry, don't worry, it's only an hour long, and most days it doesn't suck.
All right, here we go. Thursday, NFL draft upon us. We've got the Knicks back in action tonight. The Eddie Scazzeri, what is up? And the Chicago radio star himself, sports radio star that is, Alex, what's up, man? How was the appearance?
It did not go well, Jerry.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How does it not go well?
Well, it didn't go well in that, I talk on my phone a lot at home. A lot.
Right.
I never have a problem. They go to me at this to make the Giants draft pick in their mock draft, Sports Radio Chicago. And there was a delay where I went to talk. They would talk. It was a mess. Then it just, they asked me a question and I cut out. Like, they're like, oh, bad. I had a bad connection. I never have a bad connection. They must have the same phone system there we got here, where every caller to sports radio sounds terrible. So it was not great, Jerry.
So technically it was poor.
It did not go well.
Okay. Well, we'll have to go find this now.
It's really terrible.
Okay.
Terrible. I did pick up, who's that lefty quarterback?
Yes,
Penix. Michael Penix.
Oh, okay.
That's who I picked for the Giants.
Good.
It was just uneventful, Jerry. It was just stupid. I didn't know when to talk. When I went to talk, it was a delay. It was an absolute mess.
Oh, this is going to be awesome. Now I'm looking forward to this.
But it's not even fun, I don't think. I don't know. It's not even fun bad, I don't think. But all maybe right. When you hear it. I didn't listen back to it. I was so, annoyed of... I talk on the phone a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Gina calls me many times during the day.
God bless you.
I talk to my sisters. I never have a problem hearing them. They never say, I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Yeah.
When people call this radio station, when I screen the calls, it's got to be upwards of 80% of the people, I can't hear them.
I'm wondering, is it our systems then?
I don't know if it's these phone systems that sports radio stations use. Although I got to say, as much as I'm complaining, the dorks who went ahead of me had no problem talking to the host, so it must be on my end.
All right.
I don't know.
Well, I will pull it at some point this morning, and we'll get a listen to it.
It bugged me, though, Jerry. It bugged me.
All right.
Because I was all excited.
I wasn't expecting. Were you nervous at all?
I was a little nervous.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Mainly because I couldn't hear the, I don't know, whatever.
All right. We'll take a listen next hour.
We still haven't figured out calling sports radio shows. This has been around since 1987.
Yes, it has.
Because when you engage a call, it goes like...
It's the cell phone.
Right, but I'm saying when we go to put a call on the air, if you're on hold and you're going on the air, it makes a noise. It goes...
Yep, that you're locked in.
Right. That means you're on the air.
Mm-hmm.
The caller doesn't know that. I know that because I work here. But when their host is talking and hits the button at the same time, you don't hear the host. You hear, and then you're supposed to know to go, I guess. But who would know that? I'm a professional.
That's on the board op for not locking you in sooner. He locked you in at the wrong time.
No, that's on the host who takes
the call. It's on the host?
Yeah, because the host is the one who's...
I gotcha.
Yeah, so the host is going let's go out to... And then they'll hit the button, and they're saying, Alan. Mm. And when they're saying Al, I don't hear it. I hear, very technical, but... Just saying. We still haven't perfected it. It's been around since 1987.
I would tell you, though, if you go back, I think Eddie would agree with me. If you go back prior to cell phones, when you would call on a landline, it was very instant. If you notice, you listen to the station, whether you do or you don't, all the time, you always hear. The callers can't hear the host.
Correct.
They're talking over one another, and it's the problem, to me, are the cell phones. There's a slight delay. And it, you can hear it on almost every day.
Yeah, every time like we perfect something with the phone, we try to step it up. So it's like, okay, so we had landlines, good. Then cell phones you couldn't hear for the longest time. Now cell phone reception is perfect. So now everyone calls on Bluetooth, which we haven't perfected yet.
Yeah, that's
speakerphone,
true.
Speakerphone, Bluetooth, not yet. Headset, not perfected
yet.
Yeah,
I've never been a headset guy.
Yeah.
Not for me.
I like a headset if I'm going to be on a long conversation with a family member, because then I could do stuff.
You don't just sit there and talk.
I'm not sitting there and talking. I'm going to do some laundry. I'm going to wash some dishes.
You ever talk to, whether it's your girlfriend or a family member, and you put the phone on mute so they can't hear that you're doing things?
Yeah, I'll do that like when I'm setting timers and things for my dinner.
Yep, exactly.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. No, I'm here. I'm here. Or sometimes I'm on the toilet. I don't want to hear them. I don't want them to hear
you
my body.
For the flush.
Yeah, the flush, the urination, all that stuff.
There's no joke. There was, I would say 6 or 7 months ago, there was someone here that was doing like financial advertising business while on the bowl.
Yeah, in a stall.
And flushed in the middle of a negotiation. What are you doing?
We'd love to get those numbers down a little bit.
No, we can give you a 13-week contract. It's going to cost about $77,000. Dude, what are you doing? Very funny.
So, Jerry, we've got a very big night of sports.
Yeah, last night was quiet.
Yeah, just baseball, right?
The Yankees, I know you didn't see 2 seconds of it, especially since it was on Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
And the pitcher for the A's was just awful. He had like 80 pitches in the second inning. Not quite, but it was terrible to watch. So it was a quiet night last night. Tonight, everything kind of kicks into gear again.
Yeah, I did see yesterday with the Yankee game, I saw a couple things. I watched the Juan Soto at bat.
Okay.
Where he struck out looking, and none of the strikes landed in the box.
Mm-hmm.
So that was interesting.
Yeah, yeah. And he knows it.
Yeah. Oh, that fella's got a good eye, Jerry.
Very good eye.
He loves to take a walk, as Sal points out. And then I also watched Aaron Judge strike out. Then it was called a balk, and then he hit a home run.
Mm-hmm. Back in the box, as they said.
That was cool.
Yep.
But other than that, yeah, tonight we got, but here's the thing, Jerry. So the NFL draft, I think, starts at 8 o'clock is when they start making picks.
Mm-hmm.
And if the Chicago Bears take more than half a second,
I'm
shutting it off.
You're not wrong, because Caleb Williams, they asked him, who should the Bears take in the first round with their other pick? And he starts mentioning guys who he wants to play with. So I agree with you. At 8 o'clock, let's go. 8:01, make the damn pick.
Right. Don't be stupid.
I agree. They won't. They'll take 10 minutes.
Yeah. Why? And guess what also? Number two, you go. Who's number? I forget who picks number two.
Washington.
Right. You better make your pick within a minute also.
I agree. The only thing I would tell you is, and I guess this would be the answer, what if a desperate team called the Bears and said, we will give you our first-round picks for the next 5 years right now for your first-round pick?
Interesting.
In that case, okay, Caleb, see ya.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't even know if they would do that.
I think you have to, because they still have a first-round pick. They still pick, I think, first and eighth, I think. It's not like they couldn't still get a quarterback. It's not him. It wouldn't be him. But as you've said, he's not good for a big market anyway.
Right. He's cries in the stands and but paints his fingernails.
That, to me, would be the only, like, that's why you would wait, I guess?
Yeah, I guess
but
so.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's a good point. There have been stories about the teams wanting to trade down to number two,
mm-hmm.
number three, that sort of thing. So I guess you would field some phone calls for
but
that.
That would be the biggest smokescreen we've ever seen.
Yeah.
If they actually wound up trading out of the number one slot tonight. But I'm with you. It's going to be Caleb Williams. Let's go and let's move it on.
Let's move it along, because it'll be happening the same time the Knicks are on, Jerry.
Correct, which is why I won't see 2 seconds of the NFL draft.
Do you think they'll put the scroll under the Knick game about the NFL draft?
No, but I could see them putting that game's probably on MSG as well as national television. Right? Yeah, I would think so. My guess would be maybe when the Giants and the Jets make their picks, maybe they put that down on the scroll.
Let's see. TV and streaming. MSG, TNT.
Yep.
Although, I suppose. TV options. MSG.
Yeah, well, MSG local and then TNT national.
I see. It's so weird that they do that. Why don't they let, baseball do this, make this
They
move.
Don't. No, they don't. Baseball, once you get to the postseason, your local TV guys are out.
Yeah.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
But here's the thing, Jerry. We're not going to really get into the Knicks-Sixers game until the fourth quarter. And depends. By then, the draft will be over.
It depends. Again, it's the way the game goes. If the Knicks are losing 30-9 in the first quarter, you might have missed the entire game. If the Knicks are up 40-10 in the first quarter, you might have missed the entire game. It could be a snooze fest the rest of
That's
the way.
That's fair.
Yeah, to me, whether it's... Here's what I would say about that. You're not wrong in a lot of cases. Even David Marinick came up and said yesterday, well... I picked the right 5 minutes to watch. Okay. Yes, in the case of game two, that is true. No doubt. But I think you'd also like to see how the Knicks come out in Philly. If the Sixers have any extra pop, is the place loud? Are they mostly Knicks fans? Can Jalen Brunson make a shot? There are reasons to watch the first quarter. And the game can be decided in the first quarter. I mean, you know, the game last night with Miami and Boston was decided in the first half. Shaq told you at halftime, the Celtics aren't coming back. And they didn't. So if you only put in, if you put that game on with 3 minutes to go, you miss the game.
I see. Now, I did see, I know the Knicks have gotten off to slow starts the first two games against the Sixers. And I saw Josh Hart, Jerry. This is a quote from Josh Hart talking about trying to get off to a better start here in game three. And I've never heard this phrase before. I'm wondering if you have. He says, of the importance of getting off to a better start in the games against the Sixers, quote, we've got to try to punk first.
Punk them.
I've not heard punk used in that.
Yeah, me neither.
In that sort of phrase, punk first. No one followed up.
Is it all your time in a basketball gym that you've spent? You've never heard of.
I've never heard that.
Say that.
Yeah, I've never heard someone say we got to punk first. I never heard of the football,
neither.
Baseball.
No, I haven't either.
Don't you think he would follow up if you were a reporter?
No, because the ones that have never heard it probably feel embarrassed as what it means, and the ones that have.
I see. Because you can't admit, like, I don't know what this means.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, you can infer what it means. Like, I don't know what it means, but I
go
can
hit
infer
first.
It means, yeah. Punk
go
first.
Go jump on them.
You got to punk first, Jerry.
Yeah, you think the ticket prices have come down for tonight, or you think they're still the same?
No, I think actually they went up because I think now Knicks fans are competing with each other to get tickets for Philadelphia.
That is very interesting.
How about that, Jerry?
No, that is interesting. Let's see. I'll tell you right now, if you want to go tonight, yesterday it was $90. And you would be incorrect, sir.
What?
You can go now for $74.
Oh, okay.
Well, so the tickets have come down $16.
You may go to that game.
I'm not, actually.
What?
I am not. I've
opted
to play golf today with my son instead.
Oh, is that right?
Tickets have come down considerably. Now, not all of them. But there's a good handful. Yesterday, the lowest price on here was $92. The lowest price this morning is $66, standing room only. But you're in the building. If you want seats, you can get in for $80.
66 WNBC, Jerry.
That's right. The I-Man.
Mm-hmm. I saw a cool photo of Don Imus with Pete Franklin.
You told me about it the other day, and I saw it yesterday.
It's in the building behind a wall of glass, and they had these cool kind of members only looking WFAN jackets. Mm-hmm.
That was when Imus was all in on the fan.
What do you think it would cost me to manufacture a similar coat and get him for the staff, Jerry? We all get WFAN members only type jackets.
Well, members only is it's a new company, but they are back in business.
Back.
I'm going to say for the staff, there's five of us.
Yep.
I'm going to say $1,000.
Do you think anyone on the staff would walk around with a WFAN jacket?
Well, considering we all have WFAN shirts and I haven't seen one on anybody.
Yeah. Cause
probably
it feels
not.
Weird.
It is weird because if you're out and about, you're calling attention to yourself.
Correct.
So
Which I like to get
one for you.
I go walk my dog in a WFAN jacket
you
throughout
could.
Bradley Beach.
But they're very cool to take photos in.
Yeah.
I think that's neat.
Yeah, Imus must have been all in, like you said, on WFAN back then.
Well, I mean,
he was excited.
They were promo photos.
WNBC. There's a bobblehead doll of Imus in one of our glass casings here, wherein the bobblehead looks like a grandmother. And it doesn't seem right.
At the end, he did look like a grandmother.
Yeah. Plus, also,
as
that's
Paul
the
McCartney
problem.
Does now, too.
Right. We all turn in. Here's what you turn
into.
We don't
all. I'll tell you how we don't all. All okay. Right? I watched the first five innings of the Yankee game last night.
Okay.
I was mesmerized behind home plate. I don't know if you noticed this on the highlights you watched. I saw what Chris Carlin will look like in 30 years sitting behind home plate. He didn't look like a grandma.
Yeah.
Who's an older man, little heavy, bald, same look. And I'm like, that's Carlin at 75.
Yeah. Here's what I'm thinking about when older men begin to look like grandmothers is if you are fortunate enough to hang on to your hair and you're sort of a longer haired kind of curly haired guy, like some of the rock and roll stars, mm-hmm. Steven Tyler looks like a grandmother now.
Yes, he does.
Imus did as well. That's where you get in trouble.
I also think you're going to be thin.
Thin with your hair. Mm-hmm. We all lose all of our testosterone and then you look like a grandmother.
I mean, in fairness, if you put a scarf on and we put a wig on you.
Right. So if you're bald, like I am,
mm-hmm.
what I'm going to look like as I age is like a baby chicken before it gets its feathers.
That's what you think you're going to look like?
Or like a bird, a bird embryo.
We should do a side-by-side. Al Dukes in 15 years.
You know, like, unfortunately, sometimes you'll see just, it happens in nature, an egg falls out of the tree and you see the bird fetus.
Oh yeah, it's terrible.
That's what I'm starting to look like as I age.
A bird fetus.
Yeah, a bird fetus.
I did like the fact though that G thought you were going to lift to 125 yesterday.
That was nice.
That's kind of cool.
Although I got to tell you, I will not have the funds to live to 125.
Yeah,
Jerry.
You'd be fine. You'd be all right.
I don't know.
Yeah, you got Social Security kicking in.
Take it at 62 until 125. Really, really work the system.
Work the system.
Yeah, really get my money's worth.
Plus, if you stay in that condo, you keep taking out home equity loans.
That's true.
As long as your condo doesn't go underwater and the ocean doesn't, you know, take over, you'll be fine.
I keep seeing these guys on social media, these financial guys, where they're like, they're telling, I don't know how this works. I'm sure someone could explain it better to me. They go, here's how the rich get richer. And this is, I'm doing an impression, one of the guys. You take a home equity loan out on your house. You get $50,000 cash. You don't pay any taxes on that because that's debt. Then you use that to make more purchases. But don't you eventually have to pay that back?
Well, when you sell your house, and usually you got to make a monthly payment. It'll be an interest-only payment.
Yeah, so I don't know how these guys, they make it seem like...
Well, you could refinance and pull money out.
Yeah.
In that case, you're paying back through the mortgage. But if you're just pulling out $50,000 of equity, you do have to pay it back monthly somehow with a fixed loan or a home equity or a, what do you call it, an interest-only payment, and then you get the balloon payment at the end. Somehow you have to pay it back.
Yeah, I did see one guy explain it like you take a $100,000 loan out on your mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
Then you buy a rental property.
Sure.
And then the renter is paying back your loan.
That,
and
100% true.
So that makes sense.
Yes. I like when we first moved into, we bought a house in brick back in 2001, I think it was. It was 2001, something like that. We were in the house 8 months, maybe. And, you know, the bank's like, oh, we'd like to review. Might be able to give you a lower interest rate if you'd like to come in. Sure. So we sit down, and the guy, he was clearly younger, didn't know what the hell he was doing. He goes, I'm wondering if we could take out the equity in your house and pay off your mortgage, and you'd only have a home equity loan. I'm like, I just bought the house like 8 months ago. I put 6% down. He's like, let me take a look. And literally 3 seconds later, oh, yeah, that's not going to work. No, of course it's not going to work. I owe a fortune on the house. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Take out a home. I don't even have any equity in the house.
I'm so confused by all of these. They all seem like scams.
They're not, though, and the smarter they are, what's the right way to... There are a lot of loopholes in terms of the way you pay taxes and don't pay taxes and the way you get money tax-free and the way you can use money and have your money work for you. The smart people know how to do that.
Yeah, but those
people... We don't.
Yeah, here's the other thing, though. In order to do that, you've got to be comfortable having a lot of actual debt.
In certain cases, sure.
Home debt. Like,
but it depends.
Yeah.
I mean, you can take your money and you're buying different things with it, but... That's where your financial advisors at Shorehaven Wealth should be helping you.
Yes. Well, I haven't run into them with this concept yet.
But a phone call, they could explain a lot of this to you.
I'm just going to call them. Hey, I'm thinking of taking out a $400,000 loan on my own home and just putting it right in my pocket.
What do you think? All right, take a break. 5:20, just getting started. NFL draft day here on the fan. We've got Boomer and Gio at 6. Don't go away. Come right back.